go. Hustle hard, hustle every single day. I'll be making moves till I'm buried in my grave. To the system, I don't wanna be a slave.
In this episode of Real Talk, we break down how the U.S. government is handing out $4 trillion in benefits to the wealthy, while working class families, especially black communities, are forced to fight for scraps. Let's get into the content. The Republicans are about to give $4 trillion to the wealthy while cutting Medicaid, raising food costs, and a de facto tax hike with tariffs. Black America, it's time to build what we need. The time for reaction is over. We must now act with intention. Racism is not a glitch in the system, it is the system. What you're seeing unfold across America, disenfranchisement, surveillance, attacks on legal immigrants, and state-sponsored suppression are not random. They are calculated distractions meant to drain our focus and divide our will. But here's the truth. A united Black America can't be stopped, and we don't need permission to build what we deserve. That's why this episode, Blueprint for Autonomy, lays out the Beyond Survival Unity Kit in clear, usable terms. It's a model. It's a call to action. It's the first page of our future. This will be a working document built for us, by us. What does complete a unity action mean? A unity action is any deliberate move that builds black infrastructure, strengthens community autonomy, or defies dependence on racist systems. It can be supporting a black-owned bank or credit union, buying land collectively for farming or housing, forming a neighborhood co-op, organizing mutual aid, child care, or transport networks, starting or supporting a local black business or media outlet, participating in collective decision-making groups, the Unity Council. Completing a unity action equals taking real, measurable steps toward self-sufficiency, ownership, and interdependence. What's in the Beyond Survival Unity Kit? The kit is broken down into six core areas of autonomy. One, land and housing. How to identify land ownership opportunities, co-opting housing models, connecting with existing black-owned land projects, defending black neighborhoods from displacement. Two, financial infrastructure. List of black-owned banks and credit unions. Tools for forming group economic pods, aka investment. Basics of community budgeting and mutual aid, cashless barter and service exchange. 3, water and food security. How to start a community garden, finding local black-owned farms and CSAs, rainwater collection and filtration guides, urban farming and decentralized food chains. 4, education and skill development. Curriculum resources for black history and autonomy. Creating Skillshare networks, mechanics, tech, agriculture, healing, tips on homeschool, freedom schools, and weekend academies. Organizing public study sessions for survival skills. 5, defense and safety. Community patrols and safety models, legal and nonviolent, literacy and rights workshops, forming digital security pods to counter surveillance, disaster response planning for local emergencies. And 6, media and messaging. Build local communication channels, print, podcasts, text loops, whatever. How to share your story without gatekeepers. Creating visual branding for Unity Action. Sample scripts for flyers, announcements, and neighborhood canvassing. Blueprint for Autonomy, how it works. I understand the need for a working model to visualize this concept as real, not just idealistic. I know that my last 5 or 6 episodes, I continue to hammer the point of black unity, black infrastructure, black owned and controlled resources. I think this is my first attempt and maybe not my last. And that's why I'm hoping that you guys will get on board with this and let's try to make it happen. But the model that I envision is 1, local unity council, starting with 5 to 10 people committed to building. The goal is to connect with people who believe that life should be more than struggle, and that everyone should be given a fair opportunity for success. Each member takes a unity action weekly or monthly, hold monthly check-ins to share progress, pool skills, and set priority. Number two, resource pods. Create three categories, a money pool, a skill pool, and a land asset pool, using these for investing in small business start, emergencies, and food access. Every dollar circulated between Black hands equals resistance to racism. Communication hubs. Choose a centralized place to share updates, group texts, apps, printed bulletins. Amplify Unity's actions. Tell your story loudly for the National Unity Directory, coming soon. You're developing a national crowdsourced list of Black-owned resources by state. Eventually, people will add their own projects, services, and unity actions. This is a community call, guys. Help build the kit. I'm developing this kit as a living document. If you're already doing this work, if you've got land, if you've got a skill, if you're organizing your block already, get in touch. You can find the Beyond Survival Unity Kit at my website as soon as it drops. I'm accepting suggestions, tools, links, and contacts. Because this isn't mine, it's ours. This government is not neutral. It has a history of genocide. Let's be clear. Racist systems produce racist outcomes on purpose. But what they fear is our unity. So when I say complete a unity action, I'm saying take back control, piece by piece, block by block, day by day. Because survival is not the goal. Ownership is. Power is. Autonomy is. Until the next episode, stay ready, stay building, and stay woke.